Comments made on the Serotalk Podcast Network are those of the individuals and do not represent Serotalk Corporation, its staff, management, board of directors, or third-party resellers.
Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast.
Welcome to the Serotalk Podcast, your portal to the accessible digital lifestyle.
www.serotalk.com,
a production of Serotech Corporation, makers of System Access, the System Access Mobile Network, and SA2Go. Learn about new technology, cool software, useful websites, education, information, entertainment, user comments, and much more. And now, here's your host, Jamie Pauls.
Welcome to episode 2 of our 2012 Summer Convention special right here on the Serotalk Podcast Network. I'm Jamie Pauls, and with me today is Joe Steinkamp. Hi, Joe.
Hi there.
So many great interviews from both NFB and ACB. Ricky got to visit with some guys that I got to meet finally in person and actually got to spend a little money with, the guys over at AT Guys, JJ and Matt. Let's hear that interview.
Welcome to Texas, where everything's bigger, including our coverage of the 2012 NFB convention on the Serotalk Podcast Network.
NFB 2012 in Dallas. For the Serotalk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Anger, and I caught up with JJ from AT Guys. He tried to escape, but I roped him into an interview. Hey, JJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. So, AT Guys, you guys have a lot of stuff going on to sell for people who are at the convention. And, of course, people can go to atguys.com and get whatever they need right from their very own homes. Let's start out talking about the barcode scanner, which you have recently released a new version of, correct?
We have. We are now calling it the Quantum Barcode Scanner, and not only is it better, faster, and smaller, it's half the price of the old one. So
you gotta love that.
It's the most affordable barcode solution available.
So what is that price for the Quantum?
It's $149 for the scanner. So what we've done is we've updated our barcode finder software to bring you more information. We're connected directly with Directions for Me, the service from Horizons for the Blind, to bring you product information and directions. We're hooked into Amazon to bring you their information. We're connected directly with Bookshare now. So you can scan a book and it will tell you if the book is available on Bookshare.
That's fantastic. And this works with a free BC Scan software, right?
Yep. Barcode Finder is a software. It is Windows-based, but if you have a Mac or a note taker, you can also use our web-based interface as well and plug the USB scanner right into your computer or note-taking device. The software is absolutely free. You never have to pay for a database update or software update. So once you buy the scanner, you can use it as long as you want.
Good deal. So $149 for the Quantum barcode scanner from AT Guys. But scanning isn't the only thing you do. You guys are also selling accessories for eye devices, most notably a nice Bluetooth keyboard, right?
Yes, we are selling an R2 Bluetooth keyboard. It is about the size of the phone in form factor, but the keys have really good separation. It has a full number row as well as, of course, a full keyboard and several media buttons as well. So you compare that with your iPhone, your Android 4.0 or later device, and many other phones as well, to have more easy access to phones that are touchscreen only. Especially, you can have the keyboard so you can type text messages and emails and other documents much faster using the keyboard.
Very good. Any other phone accessories you want to talk
about?
Well,
of course, we have our external batteries. We are a distributor for Nutrient, which is a quality maker of external batteries, which you can use on your iPhone, Android. You could even charge, say, like an Olympus digital recorder with it. Anything that you could charge via a USB port, practically, you can charge with the battery. You can charge an iPhone 3.5 times off a single charge of the battery.
All right. And for NVDA users, you have something going on, right?
We do. We are a U.S. distributor for the new Vocalizer voice package for NVDA, which has just been created. So what it is, you actually get around 50 different voices for NVDA in 30 different languages. And it's a complete package for just $95. It works with the latest version of NVDA. Of course, it's a free screen reader. So you can put that all together. Your license entitles you to use it on as many of your computers, for your personal use as you'd like. Also, you can use it as a portable version. So you can put it on your thumb drive and have high-quality Vocalizer voices, the same ones that you'd hear on your iPhone, for NVDA.
Very nice. So for all this good stuff and much, much more, people can visit atguys.com.
That's right.
Excellent.
And they can call 269-216 4798. You can email support at atguys.com, Skype ATguys, Twitter ATguys. Pretty much have it covered.
Very good then. Thanks a lot, JJ, for taking a couple of moments with us. And as always, we wish you a great convention.
Thank you so much.
Reporting at ACB 2012, I'm Jamie Pauls, and I'm visiting with Erwin Hott of Newsreel Magazine. Erwin, welcome to the Sarah Talk Podcast.
Hi, thanks.
Let's talk about what all you have to offer here.
Well, we're kind of a unique magazine in that the audio magazine is put together in the voices of the subscribers. They're the ones who send the articles in, and I edit those into a three-hour monthly magazine.
Okay.
And it's been around, actually, since 1958.
Oh, wow.
I didn't start it at 7 years old. Stanley Doran started it, and it was initially a way for Pilot Dog graduates to keep in touch.
Very good.
But it's expanded over the years. It's much more than that. And Newsreel came from the fact that it was on open reel tape.
Okay.
So now we do cassette, we do download from our website, we do MP3 CD, and a slightly different structure of payment, we do NLS-type cartridge.
Nice.
And basically, for first year, it's $20 subscription for any format. And you can either buy a cartridge and mailer from us if you want it in that format for $10, or send us a cartridge and a mailer.
Okay.
And that's done on a read and return basis.
Right.
Since the cartridges are kind of expensive at this point.
Sure.
But the unique thing is that you never know from one issue to the next what will be on. In July, for example, in response to questions in June from a subscriber, we had a bit of a discussion with probably six or seven people talking about the travel for blind people safely.
Mm-hmm.
And is it safe to travel? What are the problems, especially for somebody losing his or her hearing and not being able to judge traffic, for
right.
example?
Right.
So lots of recipes, maybe somebody's favorite music, or they're looking to buy or sell a watch or a braille writer, talking about getting a guide dog or where to get canes repaired.
Mm-hmm.
Almost anything, mostly disability related.
Right. Okay. Sounds like you really cover quite a wide variety.
We do.
Yeah.
Here at the convention, we have a tech special that we just produced, reviews and demonstrations of lots of different things.
Yeah.
Including the BookSense, the BookPort Plus, Audible Kitchen Timer I found for $5, a little Bluetooth transmitter. That'll be available to subscribers also, but
right.
we're bringing it out first here at the convention.
Okay. Very good. What's the best way to get a hold of you guys and to subscribe to the magazine?
Okay. Best way is to either call us or email us.
Mm-hmm.
And phone number is 614-469-0700. We are part-time, so if you don't get us, leave a message.
Right.
Or toll-free in the U.S., it's 888-723-8737.
Okay.
You can go to the website.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
www.newsreel, N-E-W-S-R-E-E-L, mag.org. Or send an email to info@newsreelmag.org.
Wonderful. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today.
Sure.
Reporting for the Sarah Talk Podcast, I'm Jamie Pauls.
Live from Dallas at NFB 2012 for the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger, and with me is Mark LaPole from eBay. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Ricky.
Thanks for joining us. eBay happens to be one of my favorite places. I happen to thoroughly enjoy shopping, and eBay makes that maybe a little too easy.
Well, we like to hear that.
That's right.
We have been making some improvements on the buy side to get people more excited about browsing and shopping around eBay, buying the things that they want to buy. And we've been making some improvements on that the last 2 years or so. And we're proud to be another sponsor here at the NFB.
Yes, I think it's fantastic to see you all as sponsors. It shows that you do have a commitment to accessibility. And in fact, unlike many corporations, you actually have some internal guidelines for accessibility. So there's a commitment there that teams can look at and say, hey, this is something that is important to us. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. That's right, actually. I actually authored the eBay accessibility guidelines for the web. A few years back, and of course it evolves over time as technology evolves, and we try to make sure that all the teams that have projects rolling out to the site follow those guidelines. And if they have any issues during testing, then we get those updated. It is a relatively small team still at eBay, which actually is an advantage, even at a large company, so that we know which teams are rolling out which projects. And if any of them have particular issues, they only have a handful of contacts to go to, so it makes it easier for them. And we can get changes out to the site, hopefully a little quicker than we have in years past. But yeah, we're still making improvements all around the site, not just the buying flow, but also the selling flow.
The selling aspect of eBay is something that isn't necessarily talked about a whole lot, at least on a larger level. I know that several blind people have sold maybe a single item or a couple of items, but there is also the option to basically create a small business and sell for eBay. Is that right?
That's correct. Actually, you know, eBay prides itself, you know, ever since our inception 15 plus years ago, we've really been an avenue for entrepreneurs to start and grow their business. So it's really an exciting opportunity to get to share that initial vision with the NFB community, so that perhaps they could start a business and maybe serve as their primary or even secondary income. And yes, to specifically speak about the jobs creation program, which you're referring to, as a partnership with the NFB that we had, we piloted 16 NFB community members in Baltimore last year, and we've had some mixed results there. Some very successful, some maybe less so, or maybe they just choose to be more casual sellers, which is absolutely fine, right? So personally, even as an eBay employee, I'm more of a buyer than a seller, and that's just as fine for anybody else.
There you go.
Yeah, we have a few people that are in the, you know, $10,000-$20,000 range of revenue, and that's great. And if that's something you aspire to be to get to, then we offer that that avenue. And then there's the casual seller that can make $50 or $100 here or there, and that's just as well too. We all have something to clear out of our houses, I'm sure, in a garage or a closet or attic.
Oh, you know it. Yeah. And we might be clearing out from the last eBay binge we went on.
And <That's>
now we're
right.
tired of
yeah,
some things.
Yeah, a lot of people actually recycle
that.
Things too. That's another big part of eBay, and you know, extending the life of goods, essentially. So you know, a lot of people will buy things and resell them back onto eBay. So it's just a great community to be part of. You know, we have over 95 million users. We sell approximately $2,000 worth of goods every second on the site, which is really impressive. So know that there's a community out there that's available for almost anything you can imagine.
So for people who, for whatever reason, want or need to contact somebody from the eBay accessibility team, or perhaps they just want to read more about eBay accessibility, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, so the best way to do that is to go to a dedicated accessibility page that we have. It's really just a page of information about registering and creating an account, essentially, and getting some selling tips. That web address is ebay.com/accessibility. It's that simple. It's really just a page of text, essentially, that you can read over and get a little more familiar with what it takes to get started on the site. But there's really no substitute for just experiencing the site itself. So I urge you, anybody to out there listening, to go to ebay.com and, you know, do a search for something you think you're looking for, and take a scan through the results and see what you find. There's always a good deal to be found.
Absolutely. Anything else you want to share about eBay before we go?
Oh, that's it. We're just looking forward to the remainder of the week here at the convention and meeting some new folks and folks that we have met from the past that have attended some of our sessions. So it's been great. Thanks for having me, Ricky.
Thank you very much, Mark, for taking a little time to talk with us. And we hope you have a fantastic show.
Thank you.
What's more fun than a camping trip with your child scout troop? Convention coverage on the SeroTalk Podcast Network. No mosquitoes, no bears, guaranteed.
Sing one with me. It's Kumbaya.
I'm here at ACB 2012, and I'm visiting with Jeff Baser of Dolphin Computer Products. So once again, welcome to the SeroTalk Podcast Network.
Hey, Jamie. Great to be here. And I want to tell you, just before we get started, I love the iBlink radio app, and I love the content you guys produce. So
thank you very much.
No kissing up, I promise.
No,
I just wanted
no.
you to know.
That's quite all right. So you guys have got a lot going on. Kind of give us some highlights today.
We do. Thank you. We're pretty excited. We've got a couple new versions of our software that are getting ready to be released. What we've been talking about here at the show is, I can start with that and then kind of tell you what we've got coming. But Supernova version 12 is where we're at right now. We've been showing that off here mainly with the new TrueFont technology that we have, which gives us the ability to increase our magnification, but keep it very smooth at those higher megs. So even when we get up to 8, 9, 10x, it still looks very clear and very nice. So folks have been pretty impressed with that. We also, right now, as of the recording time here, are the only ones who are able to do that with Internet Explorer 9.
Okay.
So we can keep the smoothing at the higher megs on the Internet as well. People are excited about that.
Very good.
We have Supernova version 13 that we're working on for the fall. And the biggest thing there is we're completely redoing our web support. So a lot faster, much more responsive, and, ability to work with, the new HTML5 and, the newer busy web pages, as we might say, with all the flash and animations going on and things like that that just kind of get us all a little frustrated sometimes.
Right.
So that's new, and some other surprises in there that I probably don't even know about yet either, but that's the big thing there.
Yeah.
The other thing, if I can highlight quickly, our Guide product, and just for anybody who isn't familiar with Guide, that is a program that is designed for the computer novice, as we call it. We first think of seniors, and then it's really big with veterans at the VA. Folks who might have some other disabilities besides just blind or low vision, traumatic brain injuries sometimes, that kind of thing. But it's a suite of applications. There's about 27 different things we can do in there, and it's all menu-driven. And it literally does guide you through the entire process. So I press 1 to send and receive my email. I press 2 for a letter or document. Press 3 to browse the web, 4 to listen to an internet podcast or newsfeed, things like that.
Right.
The nice thing about that is there's help everywhere you go there, and it tells you at every level what you need to do next or how to proceed. Mm-hmm. So even when you're typing an email, for example, it tells you, okay, who do you want to send the email to? You type that. Now type your subject. It literally does guide you through the entire process. And we have version 7 of that that's going to be coming out here in the next few months as well. And so that web support that I told you about for Supernova, we're going to be able to implement that same technology into Guide.
Great.
And that's a tremendous improvement for that program, because what happens is sometimes it's a fine line between keeping it real simple, simple websites to use, and yet having the technology so that if they go to their banking website or something where they really need it to work on maybe a busier web page, it doesn't they don't run into trouble.
Right.
So we'll have that built in. And we have a whole new interface coming for Guide as well. So not changing the concept or the idea, just making it look smoother, better for magnification, and then just organizing it a lot better. And, the new and improved Guide 7.
I think sometimes savvy computer users, it's easy to discount that, but I'm sure you find people that really find that helpful and are able to learn with that.
Yeah, we do. We really do, especially with people who are just starting out.
Yeah.
One of the things they run into is what we try to do with Guide as much as we can is just take away any kind of intimidation with the computer whatsoever, and just trying to make it a smooth and easy experience for them.
Back in the day, I remember getting about 30 minutes of training and then spending like 2 in the morning sessions learning my computer, wondering if I should have purchased the thing or not. So I can appreciate what you're saying.
You're certainly not alone in that sense. There's a lot of folks who really, maybe they never should have gotten a screen reader or a screen magnifier, not because they couldn't handle it, but just because they really didn't have the technical know-how, or they didn't want to.
Right.
They just really needed to accomplish some of the basics, and that's where Guide really shines and comes into play.
Excellent. Well, go ahead and give us some information about how to get a hold of you and learn more about your products.
Absolutely. We have a very comprehensive website, so feel free to visit that at www.yourdolphin.com. I always make the joke, but it's absolutely true. You have to remember your dolphin, because if you go to dolphin.com, you'll be signing up for a swimming session with the dolphins in Florida.
I better not do that right now.
Right. Yeah. A little hot.
Yeah.
So yourdolphin.com. The other thing to let everybody know there is if you want a demo of our products, they're all up there. They're all available. And they're 30-day demos. So uninterrupted,
very nice.
30 days, and it's the fully functional program.
Yep.
And, you know, that's nice. You don't have to worry about rebooting the computer at all or anything like that.
Okay.
The other thing, if I could mention just real fast,
sure.
We have a new product called Say So.
All right.
Which a lot of people have maybe used our Easy Tutor product in the past. It's a program. It's actually a toolbar that ran in Internet Explorer, in Outlook, in Word, and Excel, and it was mainly for dyslexic folks, and it allowed you to enhance the colors of the text. There were a lot of features that it had. This new program, Say So, is our next iteration of that, and we're pretty excited about that. We've added a lot of new features, and so anybody who is dyslexic or has other print disabilities, it'd certainly be worth taking a look at. And just as we mentioned with all our other products, you can get that demo off of our website as well.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to visit with us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Jamie. Always good to talk with you guys. Thanks for coming by.
Reporting for the Serotalk Podcast Network, I'm Jamie Pauls.
Live at NFB 2012 for the Serotalk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger, and I'm here speaking with Dave Pillisher from Electronic Brailler. Hi there.
Hi.
Great to speak with you. And, you know, I'm actually not familiar with the Electronic Brailler myself, so this is going to be an interesting bit of education. Let's talk a little about the device.
The device is a electronic braille embosser as well as a braille writer. You can input to a PC through the braille keyboard. You can output from Duxbury or other braille translation programs in grade 2 from your PC. We also have remote education software for braille.
Now, how exactly does this work? Does this work in conjunction with the braille embosser?
This works in conjunction. It's called BERT,
all right.
Braille Education Remote Tool. And anything you type on your braille keyboard will show up on a computer screen at a remote location where your braille instructor is. And your braille instructor can see your braille either on a braille display or on their computer screen if they're sighted, correct your braille, talk to you while you are in the class, send you lessons, send you tests, send you whatever the instructor wants to give you during the instruction. Correct your braille while you're brailing over the internet, and it'll emboss on paper at your location.
That's very fascinating. Does the BERT software have something like Voice over IP built in so that a teacher and a student with a microphone
yes.
can communicate?
Yes.
Excellent. And let's talk a little more about the electronic brailler once again. I understand that this is a fairly quiet embosser, is that right?
It's almost silent. I put my hand on it to make sure it's working. Most people who come here to this booth say, why isn't it working? And then the paper starts coming out and they understand that it just doesn't make noise. It is what we call classroom friendly. A lot of students feel that the noise made with a braille writer draws attention to them while they're in
does.
A class. And they feel a little embarrassed to be disrupting the class or making their braille. This allows the student to be as anonymous in a classroom as a sighted student with a paper and pencil. In other words, there won't be the sound of a braille writer or braille embosser.
If anybody's staring at the student, it's because of something else, not
right.
because their brailler is too loud.
Right. They'll have to find a different excuse.
That's right.
But with this device, they can, as I call it, it's classroom friendly. The teacher isn't distracted. The other students aren't distracted. And the blind student is not self-conscious about making Braille or using Braille in a classroom.
Let's talk pricing for both the electronic brailler and the VERT software.
Pricing right now, the electronic brailler is projected to be $2,330. We will not be shipping till September.
All right.
But anything purchased before October, because so many people are afraid of buying something new, anything purchased before October will carry a 4-year parts and labor warranty and 30-day buyback warranty.
All right.
Can't beat it.
For people who want to learn more about what you do or perhaps even to call you up and speak with you, how's the best way to do that?
www.ebrailler.com.
Fantastic.
Phone number, all information is there. They can email me. We just moved onto the Lenox Technology Center on the RIT campus in Rochester, New York. So we are at 150 Lucius Gordon Drive in West Henrietta, New York, which is on the RIT campus.
This is a very fascinating device, and I'm sure lots of people will look forward to its release. I want to thank you, Dave, for taking a couple of minutes to tell us about what you do.
Thank you.
For the Saratok Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger.
This is Jamie Pauls at AECB 2012, and I'm visiting with Braulio of Braulio Worldwide. So welcome to the Saratok Podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
So what are you guys all about? What are you showing this week?
Okay, my company is to really serve the visually impaired people with certain products that they can go to other stores that they cannot go to other stores and feel and touch and smell at their leisure,
right.
at their time, because many times they go to a store and they just, you want it, you
yeah.
get it,
yeah.
or you don't want it, you still don't know what you're touching.
Yeah.
And that, at times, it's difficult to deal with it, but that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what sort of products do you sell then?
I sell clothing, fragrances, leather goods, canvas goods. I sell some computer goods,
okay.
such as flash drives,
mm-hmm.
Audio cards, and things like that.
Sure.
You know, a bit of everything, and clothing behind me.
Okay.
I have jeans, dresses, blouses, skirts, mm-hmm. shirts, and a big smile for everyone.
So when you talk about kind of helping people, you know, look at things at their leisure, do you kind of like do some fashion counseling, I guess, for lack of
yes,
a better way
well,
to put that?
Well, I would say to them, well, that might fit you well, or it might be better for you to wear a dress than a skirt, or,
okay.
you know, things like that. You
sure.
know? And I have them look at the stuff, and if they like it, I don't tell them which one to wear or what
right.
to buy.
No.
I just give them
sure.
an opinion if they ask for it.
Right. Okay. So it's a pretty hands-on company then. Do you do mostly conventions and this sort of thing, I guess?
Yes, convention and stuff like
okay.
things like that.
All right.
You ready?
Well, that's actually very interesting. I'm sure you have a website people can go to and
well,
check things out.
Well, I'm trying to set it up for it to be accessible to visually impaired people. I had one before,
uh-huh.
but it wasn't good.
Okay.
So I'm trying to work on that now.
Okay.
And once I do that, then I guess they would be able to access some of my products.
Sure.
Because, as you know, fashion moves.
Right.
Fragrance
right.
moves, so it's not the same.
Right. Okay. Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So if someone is not going to be able to catch up with you at convention,
I'll give them my email address, which is
BraulioWorldwide@gmail.com. Okay. And again, that's BRAULIO.
Worldwide@gmail.com.
Okay.
And my phone number is 646 298-7664. You can call me from anywhere in the United States.
Excellent.
And we could talk.
Well, thank you for taking some time to talk with us.
Thank you.
Reporting for the Sarah Talk podcast, I'm Jimmy Pauls.
We get a lot of questions about Braille fashion and how people can be up to date in knowing that they're wearing the latest and greatest. I wouldn't know anything about that personally. I have a leather members only jacket in my closet. But enough about my faux pas. You know, there are all sorts of things you can learn at these conventions. You get to meet your heroes. You get to meet individuals that have the same kind of thoughts that you might. You get to have spirited debate. But for us, we get to have lots of conversations with others that we know in the industry and are our friends. And it's really great to be able to learn more about these things. And Larry Lewis is one of those guys. And he has some other information here. What did you think about this particular stuff, Jamie?
Well, I think the theme right now is smaller Braille displays, portable Braille displays. And this is just one example, and a very good one at that, of how this industry is shaping up.
Live on the floor of NFB 2012 in Dallas. For the Sarah Talk Podcast Network, I'm Ricky Enger, and I'm here talking with Larry Lewis. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Ricky. It's great to see you and Joe, and it's really great to be here. It's been a pretty busy first day of the exhibit hall, that's for sure.
That's what we like to hear. Lots of people coming by and asking, what's going on? What are you selling? What do you have to show? You're actually representing Aroga Marketing Group, who is in Canada. And we're talking about the Braille pen. I believe they're the Canadian distributors of that. And, of course, they sell that in the U.S. as well. Let's talk a little bit about the Braille pen. 12 cells, right?
Yep. It's an input-output device that works specifically with your iPhone or your iPad. There's also talks of mobile speak drivers as well, but we sell it very much with the iPad and the iPhone. And on the disk desktop PC with system access, it works very well. It's 6 key Braille input. We also have a joystick for easy navigation, which allows us to move between our applications. We have panning buttons on the end of the Braille display. The nice thing about Braille Pen, it's not the only device that works with the iOS products, but it is the only device that's under $1,000. It's the only device really that, you know, gives you portable and affordable access that's pocket size. Really easy to set up. Those of you who know me from my own company, Flying Blind LLC. I do work very closely with Aroga Technologies, which is based in British BC, Canada, and helped them out quite a bit in the U.S. Selling and marketing the Braille Pen with their dealer network and so forth. So
good stuff.
I'm here for the next few days. If you're at the convention and you hear the podcast, come by booth B18. We are entering people into a drawing to buy or to win a Braille pen. But if you buy a Braille pen, we're throwing in free shipping, and we're also entering you in to draw out some Starbucks cards. We got these really cool Wowie speakers on the table. We're giving a few of those away for people who purchase product. We also have a product called Braille Pen Slim. That's a Braille input device only, and that's $299.
Excellent. And what's the price for the Braille pen, including the Braille display?
$995. So we're under the only Braille display for less than $1,000.
That's right. What's battery life like on the Braille pen?
It's about 12 to 14 hours continual usage. So you'll get more out of your Braille pen than your iPhone or your iPad.
Yep.
It takes about 3 to 4 hours to charge it up. 2 weeks standby time.
For people who want to know more about the Braille pen, or for people who are ready to purchase, what can they visit on the web?
Go to www.braillepen.com and you get all the information you need.
Thank you very much, Larry, for taking a little time out to speak with us about the Braille pen, and we wish you a wonderful show.
Thanks.
This is Jamie Pauls reporting for the Sarah Talk podcast, and I'm visiting with Christine of Dots and Dogs. So, Christine, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
Why don't you go ahead and just tell us a little bit about your company and what you guys have here today.
Well, my company is a culmination of 14 years of being the mom of a totally blind child. And I found so many products that were just junky and not worth the money. So what I've done is I found products that are good quality, good price, and I sell them all in one place. So I have a variety of guide dog products, kitchen products, children's products, t-shirts, and we also have children's books as well with tactile graphics. One of our new products is a flashing LED armband. There's also a flashing LED collar and a band that you can Velcro onto a harness. And the collar, of course, is for dogs.
Right.
The armband makes you visible up to 2,000 feet away. They're white, solid, or flashing LEDs. So it makes you super visible, hopefully keeps you a little bit more safe when you're on the street. We also have apparel for the dogs, coats, raincoats, and boots. We have custom dog tags that we can engrave and send to you. And of course, we have our Braille measuring cups and spoons. We have products that keep you safe in the kitchen as well, help you measure perfect portions of food. And then we have our Braille t-shirts are all custom designed with our own sayings, and we have some funny ones, some sincere, nice ones, and of course Braille t-shirts for kids.
Right. So you're just someone who saw a need and started a business, basically.
Absolutely.
I'm sure it's a little more complicated than that, but that's excellent.
You got it. Almost spot on.
So what's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
We have a website. It's dotsanddogs.com, which is dotsanddogs.com. And we also have a phone number that people can reach us at, which is 909-979-DOTS-3687. And, of course, we're on Facebook and Twitter and just about everything else out there.
All right. Well, we've been visiting with Christine of Dots and Dogs. Reporting for the Saratok Podcast, I'm Jamie Pauls.
Live from NFB 2012 for the Saratok Podcast Network, I am with Costas from Flexi. That's a word that has been spoken about on Twitter and various other social media, and for very good reason. This is a brand new iPhone app that some people are lucky enough to be able to beta test at the moment, but I'll stop talking about it and let Costas give us an idea of what Flexi is and what it can do.
Sure. Thank you, Ricky. And here I'm with Yanis, my business partner and co-founder.
Hi there.
And just to mention, the Flexi is spelled F-L-E-K-S-Y. Many people get that wrong, and it is a little bit odd, the spelling that we chose. So we've been building a keyboard technology that we try to design from the ground up to be as easy as possible for blind people or people with visual impairments. And we're very excited about it. We're currently in beta testing phase, and we're hoping to launch very soon. I can say it could be like 2 to 3 weeks tops, and it will be free for everyone to try. We do get feedback that most people are typing 2 to 3 times faster than they do with the iOS keyboard, the standard keyboard. And yeah, we're just very excited. Yanni, you want to add something to that?
Yeah, I mean, one of the great things about this conference, in fact, is having more people use it. You know, we're limited to how many beta testers we can have. So we've had about 50, 60 people testing it so far for us or with us. And here in that conference, we had a lot more people play with the app on our phones. And we've had some really good feedback.
Yeah, and actually one huge difference is that we get to see them using it, so you know, it can be more of a hands-on experience, and we can better refine the product and come up with ideas and you know, bounce off ideas. It's just been a great experience so far.
What was the motivation behind creating Flexi? How did you sort of stumble upon this idea?
Well, we were working on keyboards. Typing text on iPhones is frustrating, not just for visually impaired people, but if we're honest, for everybody.
Yes.
And so we thought, you know, there must be ways to improve on that. And we started working on various technologies. And at some point we wondered how blind people type on the iPhone, because if we can make something that a blind person can use, that will be a good benchmark to hit. You know, if a technology can be used by someone without looking, that will be a great benchmark to hit, and also for us a great thing to know that while we're doing this, we're helping somebody. So we developed this, and we did a lot of innovations in the user interface, which are specifically for visually impaired people. I think we're getting to the point where some of our users are now telling us they're typing as fast as a sighted person, which is great to hear. I mean, that's
absolutely
that's been very motivating for us. That's what gets us up in the morning, I guess.
And it's great to see a developer who really understands the concept of doing something not just because it helps people, but because it actually makes a lot of sense. And there are people who could use this eyes-free, not just visually impaired people, but as you improve on sort of how the keyboard can work, this could be good for everyone. And I like that you all have learned a lot from the actual user group that you're working with. A lot of times someone will develop something and think, this looks great on paper and this will be very usable by this particular group, but they don't necessarily approach that group.
Exactly, exactly. If you're locked up in your room, you're not going to know exactly what the market needs. And we really see the iDevices, so far they've been more about consuming content, especially regarding text. And we really want to make it so that, you know, people can start typing on their phones and their iDevices to actually create content like blog posts. You know, you're going to write an essay or write down your ideas, which is something that is very hard to do right now unless you're carrying some external accessory.
Yes. So for people who want to learn more about Flexi and be kept up to date as far as when the app is available in the store and so on, do you have some contact information you want to share?
Sure. I mean, if you go on our website, which is flexy.com, we've got a button there. You can register on our mailing list. We're also on every social media network that exists, pretty much. You know, we're on Facebook, Twitter, and all of these. So
good deal.
One way or another, if you register your details, we'll send you an email as soon as we're out. We're also running a competition during the NFB conference. So if you give us an email while the conference is taking place, we're giving away some vouchers for iTunes and also some codes to download the app free of charge when it comes out. So you just need to register on our website in any of the ways that we've got available there.
Yeah, also just following us on Twitter. Just a note here, our Twitter handle is Flexi App, because Flexi was already taken, so it's FLEKSYAPP. If you just follow us, you become eligible for winning prizes, which include iTunes gift cards and promo codes for getting Flexi for free once it is released.
I want to thank you both very much for everything that you have done to develop the Flexi app and for taking a few moments to tell us about it.
Thank you, Kostas.
Thank you, Janice. And we'll look forward to the release of Flexi.
Thank you.
We've came to the home of bluegrass so that you don't have to leave yours to bring you coverage of the ACB 2012 convention right here on the Serotalk Podcast Network.
Here at ACB 2012, this is Jamie Pauls, and I'm visiting with Dave Bodie of Envision America. And Dave, welcome to the Serotalk Podcast Network.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you guys have got a lot going on. Why don't you give us some highlights here?
Well, we have our Script Talk, which is our audio prescription reader.
Right.
We are working with Walmart currently through their mail order facility and also through three independent stores. We're offering the units free of charge if they go to a participating pharmacy, which they can do. They can look on our website or give us a call at 1-800-890-1180. And we can tell them where their local pharmacy is participating or not.
Right.
And then we're proud to release our new barcode scanner, our IDMate Quest, which is being released here at the NFB and also the ACB convention.
Mm-hmm.
Our barcode scanner will have Wi-Fi capabilities, so you can not only scan barcodes and identify them, but you can also, if it's not in our database, go through Google search and identify it that way. It also has currency identification. We're working with Skype Beta, so Skype is being tested on it currently. We're hoping to have new features that when they come out will easily be downloaded on the unit, and our database can be downloaded on the unit at no charge.
Now, when you say Skype can be used on the unit, are you talking just for what? Just like
if you're having trouble recognizing the product, you can Skype a friend that's sighted, and they can help you with that.
That's a nice idea. I hadn't thought of such a thing. That's very good.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Well, it sounds like you've got some great products. I really applaud you for what you're doing with Walmart. That's a great service.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, we're trying to make accessibility out there for anyone that needs it.
Very good. What's the best way for people to get in touch with you?
They can contact us via the telephone, which is 1-800-890-1180, or they can go on our website, which is www.envision, which is ENVISION America.com, all lowercase, no spaces.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thank you for taking the time. I know you're busy today, but I really appreciate you taking the time to visit with us.
Well, we're glad that you're able to stop by.
Reporting for the Saratok Podcast Network, I'm Jamie Pauls.
NFB 2012, having a great time looking at various exhibitors, and I've got really excited about this next interview that I'm doing. I'm talking with Shay James from Hotel Emporium. Hey, Shay.
Hey, how you doing, Ricky? Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. And I said I got really excited about this interview, and the reason is that I came to interview various people, and I saw what you guys were doing. You have actual Braille labels on shampoo, conditioner, lotion, that kind of thing. And I was just recently cursing the lack of labels in my hotel room of shampoo, conditioner, and that sort of thing. So what you're doing is actually incredibly useful. Can you tell me a little bit about how this came about and what you do?
Oh, absolutely, Ricky. Yeah. Well, just like you, you know, we've noticed, we've been in the hotel industry for the past 20 years, and we've noticed that this is a major problem going throughout the industry. So we had to come up with an issue and a resolution. So my father actually owned a few hotels, and we sponsored a few events for the National Federation of the Blind, and this is one of the problems. So we got together, and along with the Braille Institute in Los Angeles and the National Federation of the Blind in Northern California, we were able to engineer and actually embed the Braille on the actual product.
Right. So this is a this is not a case where a label is going to peel off the tube when you get it wet in the shower or whatever, because it's actually integrated right in, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, it's actually embedded onto the plastic. So we actually had a team of engineers, as well as our factory and factory engineers, develop the molding and the casting to develop this mold for the plastic tubes and the bottles and the various other products we do.
Which brands of travel size products are you currently working with and labeling?
So currently, if you visit our website, www.hotelemporium.com, one of our collections is called Oxygen. The Oxygen collection is a travel size. It's 40 ml, super travel, airplane friendly. And that currently has the Braille embedded on there. And also we have an eco-friendly product that's fully biodegradable called Terra Green. And that has the Braille embedded on the caps of that program.
Very nice.
Yeah.
If there are groups of people or even individuals who say, you know, I go to my hotel and I would really like this to be labeled, is there a way that people can encourage hotels to work with you all in order to provide these products?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, our main objective is to really work with the National Federation of the Blind exclusively, where we can actually maybe put their logo on our products, and then a percentage of the proceeds goes back to help further and expand the organization. And we want to take it together. We want to work with the National Federation of the Blind and approach corporate hotels, hotels that the National Federation of the Blind holds their conventions at,
right,
and work and really grow to it. Maybe even have a mandated national program, just to promote the independence and more accessibilities for everyone.
Excellent. Well, I, for one, am very happy about what you're doing. I know that this is a problem I run into pretty frequently, so I'm glad to see just how well this actually works, having the Braille embedded in the tubes, and you don't have to worry about what you're putting in your hair any longer.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's one of the main things. I mean, I have short hair, but it's a big, big issue, and I'm glad, you know, we're all helping towards this, and hopefully with everybody's help we can get this as a national program going. And I'm
there
so happy
go.
That you enjoy it, and please feel free to take any samples. Everybody's taken us in so well, and we're so blessed to be here. And thank you. Thank you, Ricky, and
very
thank everybody.
Wonderful. If you could, one more time, give us contact information for people who want to perhaps read more about Hotel Emporium.
Absolutely. So my name is Shay James, and I have my partner here, Paul Barami, with me.
All right.
And we're with Hotel Emporium and Amenity Solutions.
Yep.
And our website is www.hotelemporium.com.
Excellent. Shay, thank you so much for taking a little time to talk with us today, and I hope you have an excellent convention.
Oh, you too. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you so much. Grab some shampoo on the way out.
All right.
I'm Jamie Pauls here for the Saratok Podcast, and on ACB 12, as well as other conventions, it's always good to meet up with people that you've talked to in the past, and that's what I'm doing today. I've run into Mike Tyndall of Humanware. So, Mike, welcome back to the Saratok Podcast Network.
Thank you, Jamie. It's great to be here today.
So what's been happening at Humanware in the last 6 months or so?
You know, we're doing a lot of good things at HumanWare. Right now, one of our biggest promotions is our Victor Reader Stream.
Yeah.
We have a very good promotion on that right now, so go to our website or give our customer service a call, check it out. I don't want to announce any pricing because they may change, but we have a really good promotion there. We have our newest desktop model that we're showing this year. It's currently in my hand, called the Victor Reader Stratus, and it is running a cappella voices, Heather and Ryan, for its files. If you're reading Daisy files, you have Heather and Ryan. So, and then, of course, we still have our Trekker Breeze.
Yes.
Our brilliant Braille displays are now working with the iOS devices.
Nice.
So you have both grade 2 input, grade 2 output on iOS with the brilliant 32 and brilliant 40. And, of course, with our Braille Notes, we have the Braille Note Apex Voice Note 18 and 32 cell Braille displays working with the iOS devices as well. So on our low vision side, we have the 360, which is a CCTV that will give you distant and close-up viewing. We also have our Versa, which is a portable handheld magnifier. We have the Graduate, which is a camera, a computer-based magnifier. You plug that directly into your laptop computer. It all folds up and goes very nicely into a bag. And of course, you know, those are the main products that we are showing this year, and it's, thank you very much.
Excellent. Well, sounds like you guys have got a lot going on as usual. It never hurts to remind people how to get a hold of you.
Well, I'd be glad to, Jamie. You certainly can. My number's 800-722-3393. Again, that's 800-722-3393.
And the website is?
Website is www.humanware.com. That's www.humanware.com.
Very good. Well, thanks again for visiting with us today.
Thank you very much, Jamie.
Reporting for the Saratog Podcast Network, I'm Jamie Pauls.
And we thank HumanWare for their time, and we thank all our vendors for giving us the opportunity to talk to them and bring them to you here on these podcasts. You know, we're not done yet, are we, Jamie?
No, sir. We have one more to go. So be sure and check that RSS feed. Be sure and grab episode 3 of our 2012 convention special right here on the Saratalk Podcast Network. Thanks for listening, guys.